Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not just that, but J.P. Morrell as well. 813, Tommy Tucker, WWL. New Orleans City Council member J.P. Morrell joins us now. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
Fresh from Baton Rouge, huh?
More or less. I came back in more kind of one piece, maybe missing a finger or two.
Do you guys all drive together in it?
We do. It's carpool, and, you know.
I was wondering about
that. Yeah.
So tell me about the meeting itself. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but it was in a way a formality, but in a way not. Who testified or who had to say what to whom about what?
Well, essentially, it was a great opportunity for the state and the city to work together. Mm-hmm. We spoke for several weeks around the RAND, the Revenue Anticipation Notes, to try and deal with the budget crunch, the cash crunch, to make sure city employees are paid. And basically it was Mayor-elect Moreno, myself, and Budget Chair DeRusso, and we were there representing the council and the city to say, listen, we agree to several compromises to have the state have significant oversight to make sure that we are spending money in the correct way as we kind of climb our way out of this terrible fiscal shortfall and this budget uncertainty.
At any point, did the discussions go to what a new administration would look like?
No, not really. I mean, the main issue was making sure that the RAND funds go into an account established by the council, that the legislative auditor would have some oversight over, and that we would work together to make sure that those funds are being spent by the current administration in a way that is simply to do payroll and to deal with emergency issues and not to be kind of just thrown back into the till, because until we get a grasp on how deficit spending and overspending got to this point, we need to make sure above all else that employees are paid and that city services are not interrupted.
When it comes to the new budget, and I was just talking to Steve Nelson, the Surge and Water Board, where are you guys at on that, J.P. Morrell, on the hearings for the budget and what a new budget could look like?
The hearings were all last month. So we had hearings every day for almost a month throughout October on the budget. The challenge is that budget was based off the mayor's representations with her economists that we would have around $750 million in revenue. The reality in the wake of this fiscal crisis is that it's more than likely we're going to have significantly less than that, as much as $100 million or more less than the 760. So the council is working with the mayor-elect to probably craft an entirely new budget because you can't base a budget off of money you don't have. So we've begun that process. I mean, obviously, we have to repay the revenue anticipation notes pretty quickly, which is also going to contribute to having less money for next year because we got to pay it back next year. So we will be going through that process. We'll take into account a lot of the testimony that happened last month, but it's triage now because we would have loved to have had $750, $60 million in a budget, but when it's potentially $100 million or more less than that, some of the things that were on the collective wish lists of various organizations, some services that people have grown accustomed to that are not essential, they're going to have to not be continued for the time being.
Like,
for example, there are some challenges with a lot of our social programs. For example, we canceled the council fund for 2025, which was in the budget for 2025 because the money wasn't there. We're hoping that with some new revenue streams, like when the new mayor comes on board and finally gets on the right side of Wisner, looking at some efficiencies in the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and maybe looking at some ways that the council fund and tourism fund can work together, that we can reinstate those. But it's going to require a lot of creativity and a lot of putting the nose to the grindstone and looking at how we can reallocate resources to try and prop everything up. It's going to be a big, big heavy lift.
You went to law school, so tell me what happens with Wisner and the new mayor and the legal action with the heirs. Where does all of that stand?
It's bizarre. The council has won every preliminary case regarding Wisner. We won the summary judgment to get Wisner. And what's interesting, Tommy, is the city won Wisner. We are entitled to 100% of the proceeds. The mayor is on the sides of the heirs appealing the current mayor to get less money. And
so what happens when the new mayor is elected to that case?
She will establish the city of New Orleans is no longer split between the mayor and the council. If the mayor and the council are aligned, and once the new mayor changes positions from the current mayor and we're all aligned against the heirs, the city currently controls over with LSU, with Tulane, with the city's base, we will control more than half of the trust, and that will change the entire dynamics of how this litigation is going. It's really disappointing that the current mayor is actively fighting for the city to get less money.
So the case becomes moot as soon as the old mayor is gone?
It doesn't become moot. The heirs are still going to fight. But when you look at,
you've already won, right? Summary judgment?
Yeah, but we're in appeals.
Okay. All right.
We're in appeals, but remember, if we control, the city collectively controls the majority of the stake in the trust, then how the lawsuit is funded, what the positions will be, that all changes. Right now, because the mayor's on the side of the heirs, the city, as in the mayor and her representative, with the heirs, controls the majority. When the new mayor joins with the council, we unanimously control the vast majority of the trust. So it's a total shift.
How much money are we talking about?
We're talking about maybe $9 to $10 million a year in revenue generated. Now that has to all be reevaluated. Those are based upon evaluations that are years old. You'd have to have a whole new assessment of the trust and revenue. It could be substantially higher because it hasn't been renegotiated in a very long time. I doubt it could be lower because Port Fouchon has not been inactive, but it could be more than that. But revenue streams, reoccurring money each year, are more precious than just cash, because revenue streams, you can base things off of that.
This is business, not personal, the question I'm about to ask you, and it is, you can only have one mayor at a time, and I just wonder, do we even have a mayor now? I've not heard or seen a lot from her. Are you, or is the council interacting with her at all?
The mayor-elect is interacting with her. The council's engagement with the mayor has not changed at the end of her term. Mm-hmm. We haven't had much engagement with her directly for the last 4 years. She has not endeavored to change that. So the mayor-elect is working with her team on transition. But personally, I haven't seen the mayor, but that's not abnormal. I haven't seen the mayor in 4 years. So.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up there. We come back. J.P. Morrell, our guest, New Orleans City Council member, 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to New Orleans City Council member J.P. Morrell about the meeting that happened yesterday, and they got the go-ahead to sell the bonds to make sure that people get paid this year for the rest of the year. Will everybody get paid for the rest of the year that is a city employee now, J.P.?
Yes, the city council has to meet literally, Tommy, every Wednesday at 9 a.m. with the auditor to approve payroll disbursements out of the account. But with the funding that we now have, everyone will get paid.
So let's talk about overtime and NOPD. I'm seeing a quote here.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
From the mayor-elect saying, having discussions with the auditor and also our inspector general, there needs to be better controls of overtime with NOPD as well. Also a better look at potential abuse of overtime. I don't have a cent to waste. And so that's another piece that we'll be working through as well to ensure that not just NOPD, but every department has the right set of controls on overtime. I don't know how you go about working that out with the police chief, because the police chief said she's not going to endanger anybody, right? Tell me about where the city is on that.
The issue is it's not about endangering anybody. It's not about the general position that overtime is bad. Overtime is necessary because our department is depleted. The issue is, and the inspector, the local inspector general, Mr. Michelle, has already been on this, overtime that is valid overtime is essential and necessary, but the police department isn't even tracking who's getting overtime or why. One of the points that the legislative auditor brought up is that there are instances in which you have officers that are giving up shifts to work details, and then you have to take another officer who is already working and give them overtime. Well, if you limit, for example, how officers do details, you might need less overtime because the officer who's supposed to work a shift would work a shift instead of having somebody have to do it for them. So it's complicated, but the reality is that it is important that all of the overtime that we're doing is necessary. And what is missing in the police department, and this is not, even the chief has not disputed it, is that no one's tracking overtime. If someone asks for it, they give it to them. And when you're in this much of a financial crunch, it all needs to be necessary and someone has to own it. And even the chief and what she said thus far, she's saying it's necessary, but she's not saying they're tracking it. And every department, not just in OPD, EMS, fire, safety and permits, DPW, all overtime needs to be tracked and supervisors need to sign off on it and say this overtime is actually necessary. What we've seen across the city is for the last 8 years, if someone goes, hey, I want overtime, they go, sure. Mm-hmm. And literally no one bothers to check a box saying this overtime is for X and it is necessary.
So what is city government likely to look like with the new mayor and the new budget and the new revenue projections? Are you talking about massive layoffs? Are you talking about people being cut back to working 3 days a week? And if they work 3 days a week and you pay them for the whole week, well, that makes no sense at all. So if you pay them for 3 days a week, then you're going to lose employees or people are going to be making less money. What is it likely to look like, JP?
Well, I mean, it's too early to say. Those are some very large kind of scary prospects. I'm not saying that all of them are off the table, but until we dig into what the budget for next year looks like, I couldn't tell you that. I mean, what I will tell you is there are a tremendous amount of employees we have in the city that were there based upon federal programs and federal money that is no longer available. And the current mayor was trying to carry a lot of people that were funded by federal money using our general fund. Well, if the federal money for your position went away, we can't afford to keep you, which is very different than a traditional civil service or regular departmental employee. So, but by virtue of the federal money disappearing, which is almost $200 million, government will shrink, but it'll shrink with positions that were never really funded anyway.
shrink in a way that the average person in New Orleans would realize or not? Because if they wouldn't realize it, then you'd wonder, well, why were they there, right?
Well, I mean, when you had federal money funding certain types of programs, Tommy, those are people you don't see doing things the federal government's paying for. Will it affect the everyday life of the people of the city of New Orleans? Absolutely. But the charge of the new mayor and the new council is, how do we prioritize the things that affect daily people, and how do we prioritize quality of life and services, and how do we go forward with less money? Because the reality is, no matter what we do, we can all agree we're going to have a lot less money.
Stay tuned. We'll have all the details as they unfold. Thank you, J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. It's 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.